News Radio KONP presents the Todd Ortloff Show. Now, from Port Angeles, it's Todd Ortloff.
And welcome once again to the program. First segment today, we're going to be talking about Squimser Optimist Club, and specifically about an event that's coming up you may want to partake in out there, because I think it involves everybody at some point in their life, and that's how to deal with the end-of-life wishes you may have. We'll get to that part of the story in just a moment, but first I welcome a couple of folks that are part of the Squimser Optimist Club. Sandy Lawrence and Monica Ostrom are both here to share with us some of what's going on. Thanks, guys, for
coming in. Thank you for having us.
Sandy, let's talk with you. First, let's talk about what the Squimser Optimist Club is all about. We know a bit about Sir Optimist, but I have you guys on a couple of times during the year to talk about things.
In fact, we were here about 5 months ago. Sir Optimist just celebrated our 70th anniversary, so that's been special for us. And one of the events coming up is our garden show in March, and that is our 20th garden
show. That's hard to believe.
It is. So we're, you know, busy. We work the whole year, you know, working on the garden show. But we do a few other events as well. Besides fundraising, we do help out with the community. And around the holidays, Healthy Families is one of the places that we frequent quite a bit. If you're ever in there and you see the Christmas tree, it's a sock tree. And we provide all of the little socks for that. But basically, our mission, Sir Optimist, is a coined Latin word meaning best for women. And so we serve women of the community with scholarships and, of course, the local organizations that meet our mission of empowering women. We educate to empower, and it's an international club. So a lot of our funds are community located, but we do support some of the women in Chiapas, Mexico, for example, because we do have a local foundation in Squim for that.
All right, so this the reason we set this up is because it'll lead into the into this latest event we'll talk about in a moment, which is related to this. So let's talk about she.
She.
Because that actually stands for something.
Yes, it does.
Very clever.
We're, you know, we do love to fundraise so that we can give out our scholarships and awards, but we also love to give service to our community. Right. So one of the things that we developed was an umbrella project called She, Sir Optimist Helping and Empowering. And we work a lot with the elementary and the middle school and the high school kids. But we had missed out on some of the mature women issues that were in our community. So a year ago, we started having teas with She. And Monica's here to talk about our next event, which is next week.
And before we do that, I think that was kind of illustrative what you just said there about your outreach to women of all ages. I think a lot of people may kind of pigeonhole Sir Optimist as dealing just with, you know, people of Sir Optimist Club going age, as you would say. But you have really reached down all the way to elementary school and then, as you mentioned, all the way into elderly years as well.
Yes, and our mature women program actually includes men too, because when we have these opportunities, we want to make sure that women can get there, and sometimes they can't without the men able to bring them. So
it's the reality of getting older. I mean, it really is, and that's great. Okay, so let's talk about Tea with She, and the latest run of this one is coming up next Tuesday, right? On the 17th?
Next Tuesday October the 17th from noon to 1:30 at the United Trinity Methodist Church on Blakely Street in Squim, and the topic is making sure your end-to-life wishes are met. And as Sandy addressed, we had always been looking to ways that we can service the community, and she mentioned we were always in the high schools and the grade schools and the middle schools, but there was that element of our society that we weren't we felt that we could do more to address, and that is the senior citizens. And so we have set this up to address issues that the seniors seem to need to look into. So we started last year. We had two a year, and our first one was learning how to downsize. Because right. many of us, you know, when we get rid of the kids and whatever, we have to dance. And that is a huge effort to do. And so there were tidbits on how to do that. And our second one was getting your documents in order. The things you need to have is, if sudden catastrophe occurs, you need to have them ready at hand. And now this time we are going to address making sure your end-of-life wishes are met. And we have two speakers who are going to address those issues. One is Teresa Neudorfer. She is an elder law attorney, and she will review the power of attorney and advance directives. Now, we've all heard of those words, but
a lot of us don't really know what it means.
People don't know what it means, and so she's going to go through that. She's going to discuss the importance of having this paperwork on hand and when to obtain them and where to keep them. Mm-hmm. Also, she will go into detailed importance of advance directives. Then Janet Popalka, who is one of our members of our SQIM Seropnimus, she was a social worker, and she's going to present the documents on five wishes. Now, everybody wants to know what are the five wishes.
Yeah, I don't know so if let's do it. All right.
So the five wishes, it is America's most popular living will. Because it's written in everyday language, and it helps people express their wishes in areas that matter most, like legal, medical, personal, and spiritual. It also helps describe what good care means to you, whether you are seriously ill or not. And it allows your family and the caregivers to know exactly what you want. Samples of that would be my wish for how comfortable I want to be.
Okay.
And my wish of how I want people to treat me, and my wish for what I want my loved ones to know. And these are things that we usually don't think
You don't
about.
Think about this stuff, but you know what? And when you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I am a retired RN, and I have dealt with the death and the dying when I was teaching nursing. And sometimes this comes upon rather suddenly. And you don't have time to think of these documents that you have because your whole focus is attending to the patient and attending to the needs. So if this is all done in advance,
it makes it so much easier.
Yeah. And you're
and I don't know how many times I've talked, you know, heard from families who were quite frankly very thankful because they had a loved one pass away, but then they discovered it was all.
Yeah. Well, and then everyone can be on the same page as well, you know. Yeah. Well, this is what she wants, or this is what he would have wanted.
And the reality is, you know, our families become the most dysfunctional when there's a super crisis going on. It seems like, and you know, you may be getting along swimmingly until mom or dad get into a an end of life situation, and then those brothers who got along all the time maybe don't so much anymore because they don't know what they're
agreeing on. Well, plus it's an emotional time.
Right.
And particularly if it comes on suddenly, people are just lost. But if all of these things are well planned out and essentially is to let your family know where these documents are.
Yeah, that was the key. I was going to go back to that. I think that one statement about where to keep it is the most important part.
Exactly, because most parents don't live with their children. Myself, I have three sons, and one's in Florida, one's in Tennessee. And how do they know where I keep all this? But most seniors will know as they go to doctor's offices. Now, they require advanced directives on your record. On your chart,
right.
So that the doctor knows the basic medical side. But on the will side, that's a family issue.
That's not in your medical record,
that's
right?
That's not in your medical record. And so, and especially these wishes. And as you say, when family get into discussion, well, you know, mom told me this at that time. Well, no, mom told me this.
But I think she meant this.
Exactly. And so to have it in writing when she is healthy and aware and she can formulate in her own words what she wants. And so we felt this was a real hole.
It really is. You know, these are tough things to talk about because, you know, you have to come to terms with the fact that we're mortal.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing, isn't it?
I mean,
it may be why we don't do this like we should.
Yeah. But I have found with seniors, we all know that end of life is going to come. And the older you get, the more you are aware of that. And most people, it's an acceptance that we all have. It's in a young person that acceptance you find is not there. But with an elderly person, we all know that, myself being elderly.
Well, and part of this, too, is peace of mind for you. I mean, if you have all those put together before anything happens to you, you can kind of be rest assured that people are going to know how you want to be taken care of and that your family's going to be okay.
And that brings great peace and comfort at the time when you're facing the final stages of life.
Lord, you don't need to be worrying about all that as well, right?
Exactly, exactly. So we were hoping to fulfill that hole in one's planning of life. So it kind of follows with our first one was how to downsize.
Yeah, you've kind of got the process
and what documents you need to get. And now you write down how you want to be treated. So
okay, now Tea with She is, this is an open to the public kind of event, right?
Yes, so it begins at noon. Yeah. So you'll want to be there, 10 minutes early in order to get your tea and your cookies. And there will be documents. The Five Wishes documents will be available to about 150 people. Okay. So you might want to spend a little time perusing the information before the speakers. So we suggest, about 10 minutes before noon. It will be until 1:30. And
and I failed to mention that our other speaker is going to be Janet Popalka. And she's one of our members, and she has she's a social worker, has extensive experience in healthcare arena, and include hospice and education for long-term care. So she's very knowledgeable.
She knows this kind of stuff,
She's been there and done that.
So bring your questions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because part of this is you do a little Q&A and some other things.
Yes.
Yep. And the price is great.
It's free.
And I mean, this is kind of stuff that you would normally maybe have to pay somebody to get some with.
Exactly.
So
right.
What a great service.
So United Trinity Methodist Church, Blake Avenue, down in Sequim, down behind by the QFC, that area.
And we do ask people to give us an evaluation afterwards to give us ideas of what they felt was missing or what they liked or suggestions on what future programs, what they might like to do in the future. So it will gear us to organize a program to fulfill their needs.
And you will take some donations, I would imagine, if somebody just wanted to help you
out. We have a lot of scholarship needs.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, I'm looking forward to getting Neil back.
Oh, one more thing. There will be some information about Seroptimus, but also I understand that there is going to be a hospice table. Volunteer hospice will be there.
Okay. So you can get some information about that, too. So that's good. Yeah. All right. Tea with She is coming up this Tuesday, noon to 1:30 at United Trinity Methodist Church down in Sequim. And a great opportunity to find out, what you need, really, to have in place and where to keep all that documentation and such. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Monica Ostrom. Good to see you. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Nice meeting
you. Thank you.
And
for
Sandy Lawrence, always great to have you. Thanks
nice
for coming in.
Nice to talk to you, too.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.